Explorers 5. Copyright Macmillan Education. A division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2015. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. A classic story by Lewis Carroll. Adapted by Jill Munton. Read by Harriet Kershaw. Chapter 1. The White Rabbit. Alice was sitting next to the river with her sister, who was reading a book. It was a hot summer day, and soon Alice started to feel very sleepy. She lay down and closed her eyes.
"Shall I pick some flowers?" Alice wondered.
Then she heard footsteps, and a white rabbit ran past. He had pink eyes, pink ears, and a pink nose with long whiskers. He wore a jacket and a waistcoat, and he carried a little umbrella. The white rabbit took a gold watch from his waistcoat pocket and looked at it.
"I'm late. I'm late. Oh, what shall I do?"
the white rabbit cried, twitching his little pink nose. He started running again, even faster. Alice watched him.
"That's very strange," she thought. "A rabbit in a jacket and a waistcoat with a gold watch in his pocket. I'll follow him and see where he goes."
So Alice jumped up and ran after the white rabbit. He went across a field. When he got to the end of the field, he jumped down into a rabbit hole. Alice jumped down after him. Alice fell down, down the rabbit hole. The hole was very deep. Alice tried to look down, but it was too dark at the bottom. She did see lots of things around her as she fell. There were cupboards and bookshelves and pictures and maps and even a little jar. The label on the jar said, "Jam." But when Alice picked it up and looked inside, she saw that it was empty. Alice was disappointed.
"That's bad luck," she thought. "But what shall I do with the jar? I won't drop it down the rabbit hole. It might hit someone."
So she put it safely in one of the cupboards. Down, down she fell.
"When will I get to the bottom?" she wondered. "At home, I cry if I fall down the stairs. But I won't cry next time. This is much worse. Mother and father will think I'm very brave. Perhaps I'll fall to the centre of the earth. I think that's about 4,000 miles.
Alice was a clever little girl, and she had learnt this in one of her geography lessons.
"Or perhaps I'll fall to the other side of the earth, to Australia. Do people in Australia walk upside down?"
Alice wondered. Down, down, down. Alice felt lonely, and she started to think about her pet cat, Dinah.
"Dinah will be sad tonight if I am not at home with her. I hope Mother will remember to give her a bowl of milk.
Oh, my dear Dinah, why aren't you in the rabbit hole with me? There are no mice for you to catch here, because mice can't fly. But perhaps there are some bats. A bat is just a mouse with wings. Do cats catch bats, Dinah?
Alice was very sleepy now.
Do cats catch bats? Do bats catch cats? I don't know,
she said, her eyes closing. Then suddenly, thump! Alice reached the bottom of the rabbit hole. She was lying on a pile of sticks and dry leaves. The long fall was over. Alice jumped up and looked around her. She saw a long tunnel, and the white rabbit was running along it.
I'm late! I'm late! Oh, my ears and whiskers!
The white rabbit cried. He twitched his pink nose and ran round a corner.
I must be quick, thought Alice. I want to know where he's going.
Alice followed him, but he had disappeared. Alice was now in a long, low room. Some lamps hung from the ceiling, and there were lots of doors. Alice tried to open each door, but they were all locked.
Oh, how will I get out?
She sighed.
I can't stay here forever.
She saw a little glass table with only three legs. A tiny gold key lay on top of it, and Alice picked it up. She tried to unlock each door, but the key didn't fit any door. It was too small. Then she noticed a green curtain and looked behind it. There was a tiny door behind the curtain, and the key fitted the lock. She opened the door and looked in. Alice saw a beautiful garden. The sun was shining brightly, and there were lots of pink and white flowers and fruit trees and cool water fountains.
I must go into that garden, Alice thought. I want to walk among the trees and smell the flowers, but I'm much too big. I can't fit through the tiny door. Oh, what shall I do?
Alice went back to the little table and put the gold key on it.
Perhaps I'll find another key, she thought.
She did not find a key, but she found a little bottle.
That bottle wasn't here before, said Alice. What's in it?
She picked the bottle up. A label was tied round it. The label said, "Drink me." Alice thought for a minute.
Perhaps it's poison, she said. If I drink poison, I'll die. I'll check.
Alice was a sensible child. She looked carefully at the bottle, but she did not see the word poison.
I think I'll try it, she thought.
And she did.
It's very nice, Alice thought. I can taste oranges and apples
and roast chicken. She drank some more, and soon the bottle was empty.
Ugh, I feel very strange,
Alice said to herself.
I think I'm shrinking.
And she was. She got smaller and smaller, and soon she was the same size as the little door behind the green curtain. Alice was very pleased.
I can go into the garden now, she thought. But I'll wait for a minute. Perhaps I'll shrink more. Perhaps I'll disappear, like the flame of a candle.
A few minutes later, Alice thought,
I don't think I'll shrink any more. I'll go into the garden now.
So she went back to the little door, but it was locked again, and she did not have the key.
Oh, now what shall I do?
She cried.
The key is on the table, but I can't reach it. I'm too small now.
She tried to climb up one of the table legs, but she could not get to the top. It was too high.
Poor Alice sat down and started to cry. Stop crying, you silly child, she told herself. Crying won't help.
Then she saw something under the table.
It's a little glass box, she cried.
She picked up the box and opened it. Alice found a tiny cake inside the box. On the top of the cake, the words, Eat Me, were spelt out in raisins.
I'll eat some of it, thought Alice. If it makes me bigger, I can reach the key. If it makes me smaller, I can crawl under the door.
So she started to eat the cake. She waited for a minute. Nothing happened. She didn't get bigger, and she didn't get smaller.
I'll eat it all, thought Alice.
And she did.